Sarah Fortune is one of more than 114,000 students enrolled at Indiana University. Money is constantly on her mind, and so is her future.
Being able to graduate with limited debt will better allow me to buy the things I want later in life. So from a house to a car to taking care of kids.
She works a part-time job on IU's Bloomington campus and tries to live frugally, but there's still a big gap between what she earns each month and what she spends on tuition, books, rent, and other expenses. The number of students borrowing money has nearly doubled in the last decade, from 23 million to 43 million borrowers. Rising costs of education, loss of funding, and more people going to college are some factors, but Adam Carroll, author of Winning the Money Game, says a lot of people with student debt don't understand how best to decrease borrowing.
You'd be amazed at the number of students on most campuses that don't know what a loan is, that they have to pay it back. And then you have parents that are saying, well, yeah, I signed this thing. It's a Parent PLUS loan. I just did it so that my kid can go to school. And they don't realize that they themselves have been put on the hook for tens of thousands of dollars.
Federal laws require that incoming students receive some form of counseling about loans, but it's often done online, so they don't understand the details of what they're borrowing. That's why Carroll says financial literacy programs designed to help students make informed money decisions should be a requirement at the college level.
There ought to be one entire course on how much does college cost and what are the borrowing options and what does it mean and how much does this amount correlate to in payment and what are the 10 money mistakes that every freshman in college makes, you know?
Schools across the state, like Purdue, Notre Dame, and Butler, for example, offer varying financial literacy tools. One program, though, known as Money Smarts through IU, is proving rather successful. It's free, and IU officials in part credit it with reducing student borrowing by nearly $100 million since it launched in 2012. Director of Money Smarts Phil Schumann says the numbers are significant, even more so because they're not including interest.
The average is about $3,200 per undergraduate student. So over the course of their four years here at IU, they're borrowing $3,200 less than they were before, which is phenomenal.
So with interest, those numbers could potentially double. But still, nationally in 2016, the average student loan debt was just over $37,000. And Schumann says at IU, the majority of students are in the $15,000 to $25,000 range. Because of a trip to Money Smarts, Fortune says she's on track to graduate with minimal debt or possibly no debt, thanks to scholarships and budgeting help.
I initially did it as just a part of an assignment, but once I actually got here and got to interact with the specialist, I realized that it was more than just a grade.
When Fortune graduates, she says she hopes she'll still be debt-free. That's a much different outcome than a lot of people experience. Experts believe financial literacy programs go well beyond just being a student with loans. Carroll says he thinks younger generations are at least thinking about other options, which he says is a good thing.
So they're having these conversations where they're just trying to educate. And as a result and a byproduct of educating them, the students don't take on the debt. They find other ways. They apply for more scholarships. They do work study. They do a variety of things.
He says just being aware of the other options can significantly alter what a student's debt will look like down the road. And that's proving true for Fortune.
In the long run, I think it will help me be a more efficient adult, honestly, knowing different ways of managing money. I mean, a lot of times we don't really learn until we go out there and become adults how to actually manage money.
Experts like Carroll say another important thing to do is talk to students about finances well before college. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.